This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Now, every Christmas, I love watching the Cows in the Domain because every year, High Five are there and they put on a great show with Santa and for the kids, and they're always really fun. And they've been around for years, great songs, and the kids absolutely love them. And joining me in the studio is Stevie and Mary from High Five. How are you going, guys?
Hello, good morning.
Good.
Now, Mary, you are the new member. You're the newbie doll.
I am a newbie.
How did that come about? What happened?
Well, that's what the movie is about.
It's about you.
It is about me. All about me. No, it is about Top 50. They explore, it was like a 3-day kind of high five boot camp of audition process. And it's basically about how the three new members came about and how we got picked. And it goes through all the audition processes. And yeah, so it's a bit of an insight into how we got the job.
Stevie, what was the criteria for being in High Five?
Well, I guess like a prerequisite is being able to sing and dance.
Yeah, of course.
And then we take that as a given when we audition everyone. But you're looking for people that aren't just great performers, but can be seen as role models for kids. And yeah, you're just looking for that spark, you know, someone that you believe that. And also, like, because we're in the group with them, we're looking for buddies as well. You know, we're going to be spending a lot of time together. So we're looking for people that we know are going to really fit in within the High Five world, because High Five's been around for so long now. It's it's sort of important to keep it going, keep the momentum going, and bring it to a whole new generation of kids.
Because there's been a few lineup changes over the years,
yeah.
And of course it's good to have that dynamic, that sort of connection happening.
Yeah,
it must be quite difficult with the existing members adding new members in, because if you don't really work like gel together, it can be difficult, right?
Yeah. Well, that's I guess that's part of the audition process, yeah. And that's what we filmed the process, turned it into a movie, High Five, Some Kind of Wonderful, and then just to show people sort of what we go for in looking for these members. And we, you know, as Mary said, you know, once she joined, we had a boot camp. You know, it's an intensive sort of High Five dance music, just singing and dancing all day, which is a lot of fun. You know, High Five's world is fun.
So Mary, be honest, what were some of your obstacles along the way? What did you find really difficult
during the audition process? Nothing really. I think it was, I was just so proud to be there, and I just kind of treated it like a really just fun day, free kind of dance singing session, really. And we got to hang out with these guys, and I think the more I put the audition part in the back of my head, the better it was. So yeah.
Now, High Five is all about the dance moves and the songs. What songs in the movie?
Some Kind of Wonderful is a big one, and then all the sort of the favourites, L-O-V-E, you know, I think everyone knows the moves to that one. And
Ready or Not.
So there's lots yeah. I guess that's the thing with High Five now. It's been around for 14 years. There's a lot of songs. We've got a huge back catalogue. So, and it's quite nice now with our shows, we get a lot of young parents who grew up themselves with High Five are bringing their kids along to the show.
You're on Joy with Leo on the Friday Morning Show, and Stevie and Mary from High Five. More than next on Joy. Joining me in the studio is Stevie and Mary from High Five.
Hey.
And Mary got her start last year, filming the new movie Some Kind of Wonderful, featuring High Five, and how they recruited three new members in the group. Mary, you were telling me in the break that you used to work at Universal Studios in Japan.
Yes, I did. It's a bit of
what
fun.
What kind of characters did you play, love?
I did. So appropriate for a children's show. I did Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
Right.
I did do Princess Fiona and Shrek.
Ooh.
And in the parades, I did Cinderella and the Fairy Godmother, where I got to be in a pumpkin.
Great.
It's pretty
okay.
good. Pretty now, good.
Marilyn, we all know Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. She's a
yes.
classic legend.
Yeah.
Do the happy birthday, love. Come
yeah,
on.
Go on.
Should I do it to you? Should we yes. just pretend it's your birthday?
Well, it's my birthday next week.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh,
it. Do
well,
it.
There you go. Ready?
Yeah, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leo. Happy birthday to
That was wonderful. Some kind of go. Wonderful.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice segue.
Thank you for that. That's so gorgeous.
That's
of
a
you
bit of an early
that.
Birthday present for you.
I know. Now, this weekend, you guys are going to be at Chadston tomorrow and High Point on Sunday for a bit of an in-store.
Yeah.
There's going to be heaps of kids there and adults, because there's quite a few listeners that have kids here at Joy. So what can fans expect from your in-stores over the weekend?
Well, they can come along and see the movies at Hoyt's at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and then afterwards they can stick around and we'll have photos with every single person there. So bring along your kids and we'll say hi, and Mary might sing happy birthday to you if you're lucky.
Are you guys performing as well, just in store?
No, we won't be performing, but just because we're going to try and just say hello to as many people as possible, because we've found that, you know, particularly kids, they just want to say hi. So we're just trying to say hi to as many kids.
Do they get quite shy when they see you? Like, because they see you on TV and then you're there. Do they get quite shy and quite nervous?
Sometimes they can be a little bit overwhelmed, but I guess that's our job to try and calm them down. And, you know, but I do think that we probably have as many photos of kids smiling as we do of kids just like, very upset. But hey, that's okay.
My favourite are the ones that are just standing there with their mouths open. Yep. And they kind of just hold on.
Shot.
Yeah.
You're not on TV. You're a real person.
You're there in front of me.
Yeah.
Kind of freeze.
The movie Some Kind of Wonderful is in cinemas right now. Go and see everyone. Take your kids along. Take your nephews and your cousins and everyone. It's a great film. And Stevie and Mary are going to be at Chadston tomorrow and High Point on Sunday for a bit of an in-store appearance with the kids. So have a great time, guys. And thank you so much for coming in to Joy. 94.9. This next song is by a guy who was here for the Logies last week. And he flew out of Australia on Monday back to the UK. He got his start on X Factor in the UK. His name's Ollie Mears. Have you heard of him?
You have.
He's very hot too. Anyway, here he is. I'm your two. High five. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.